Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So hopefully everyone is doing great and has had an opportunity to get unplugged. So today let's talk about leadership empathy, how empathy adds value to yourself and to your followership, to those that you lead. So you probably have read, have seen, have heard others talk about empathy, even sympathy, kindness. But what is empathy, and how does empathy add value to yourself and to those that you lead? So empathy, if you look it up online, it's the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. You're putting yourself in the shoes of the other person. You may not have walked in their shoes. You may not have personally experienced what they went through or what they are going through. However, you can somehow place yourself in that situation within your mind and somehow feel that and have some element of understanding of what they're going through and what they're dealing with and share that feeling that they're experiencing. So along with empathy, I think compassion goes along with empathy, as well as kindness, as I've spoken in the past about. What is compassion? Again, if you look it up, it's sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Do you have compassion on yourself? Do you have compassion for those that you lead? For the sufferings, for the misfortunes that some of them may encounter in their lives, or that you may encounter in your life. Who are some examples that you can think of in life, whether it's in the past, present? For example, Princess Diana, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, maybe a colleague, one of your family members, friends, that show that empathy towards others and have that compassion and understanding of what somebody's going through, or even for the mistakes they've made, the failures, and how they're struggling with that. We live in a society today where people are quick to judge. People cast judgment even before knowing all the details of a situation. In today's society, with social media out there, with everything, the easy access to put something online, the minute something's put online, yes, there are some things that do need to be taken seriously and be addressed, to be proactive about. On the other hand, there's a lot of false things that get posted and people rush to it and believe the things that are out there. And so they're quick to judge and make judgment based on that and just running with that. And so all of that can affect people, can cause misfortunes and sufferings of others. And so then people end up not having compassion. They see somebody make a mistake, they run with it, or somebody fails, they run with it, and it's posted all over. And so they don't even understand all the details and have, instead of looking at it through the eyes of compassion, through the eyes of sympathy, understanding, through empathy, it's all looked at backwards. And so then you have people, and yes, everyone is responsible for their own actions, but then people that things are put out there and all that, and there's no compassion, there's no empathy, there's no understanding, then people respond in certain ways and do certain things because of the pressure, because of the bully, because of the workplace environment and all these different things. It's multi-layered. There's so many layers to your leadership, your followership, to society, to this world, to individuals, to everything that we go through and deal with. our emotions. But oftentimes, because we live in a hurried world, we live in societies that are quick to judgment, that a lot of that taking time to understand and process, empathy, and all these things get overlooked, overshadowed. But as a leader, we need to have that empathy. Yes, it involves time. Yes, it involves understanding. Yes, it involves processing, having that compassion for the people that follow you, for your colleagues. Does takes an element of patience and to process it. And when people make mistakes and fail, and when things infringe on other people in the workplace, for the teams you lead, your business, yes, there are levels and there is action that needs to be taken when things are purposely done with intent. There's crimes involved, there's other things. And I'm not saying to overlook all of that side to it, where corrective action needs to be taken, remedial action, remedial training, all these HR, all those things. But before jumping the gun and getting to that end stage, look at it first. Meet with the people that you follow that is going through that ordeal, and approach it with kindness, calmness, compassion. If they're suffering and have a misfortune that is making them less productive or causing them to be less productive at work, less effective, and understand, share the feeling, what it is they're going through, what it is they're dealing with. Have empathy for your followership. And it also starts with you having empathy for yourself, having an understanding of your emotions, on how you handle and process mistakes and failures in your own life, in your business, in your leadership. How do you manage it? How do you cope with it? How do you maneuver it? Have compassion on yourself. Some people are hard on themselves and they critique themselves hard, whether it's a result of their upbringing, their parents, their family was hard on them, or sometimes it's their personality. You could be hard on yourself. But approach understanding yourself with empathy. And I'm not expecting everyone in this world to be walking around like kumbayas and be all patient and calm. We all have differences. We live in a diverse society. Different personalities, different composites, or biological or chemistry or makeup. We're all different. And that's what makes humans unique, and just, it's awesome, the human dynamics. But we should have some level of a degree of empathy, compassion, and understanding. So focus first on yourself with empathy. If there's something that you've went through recently, a mistake you made at work, a mistake you made with one of the persons that you lead, look at yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Let me understand and process this. It's okay that I messed up. It's okay. It didn't hurt that individual too much. If it did hurt that individual a lot, you can still say, it's okay, it hurt him or her, but I'll work through this, I'll get through this, I'll be transparent, I'll go up to that individual, apologize, we'll see how we can work together to resolve the situation. Have compassion on yourself. That sympathetic pity, as they say in the description, about your misfortune that you had in that situation, or your personal life, your situations that are affecting your leadership. Have empathy for your colleagues, the people that you work with. Sometimes we hold the people that we work with to a higher standard than we do our customers, our patients, our clients, our business, those outside vendors, entities that we come in contact with, because sometimes as leaders we expect other leaders to be at our level or higher or hold them up to a certain standard. But not everyone is like you. And yes, there's similarities with the leadership and the roles and the positions and all that, and the expectations you have of your colleagues. However, when they make mistakes, when they're struggling with their own leadership, when you see that they might have lost their way with their leadership, have gotten off track, have empathy, have understanding that somewhere along their leadership journey, something happened, whether it was an event, a death, a loss, that caused them to temporarily get off track. However, that temporary off track turned into being in a place of complacency, being in a place of satisfaction, and never getting back on track. And so they're stuck in that situation. Like that tin man that I talked about on one of my previous episodes about the Yellow Brick Road, the Wizard of Oz, that path. Have empathy for them. You never know what they're dealing with, what they're going through, what they have dealt with, or what they're going through. And I'm not trying to justify what they're not doing or what they're doing. What I'm talking about is looking at it differently. Like, have compassion for your colleagues with their misfortunes. There's some people that will laugh and mock them and say, that's your fault. You should know better. You're a leader, or you're the owner of the company. It's your team. It's your fault. And while yes, there is accountability to be had for leadership, as colleagues support each other, say maybe, hey, how can I help you? Is everything okay? Are you struggling with something? Are you dealing with something? Just know I'm there if you need to reach out, if you need to consult, if you need to talk. So empathy for yourselves, empathy for your colleagues, empathy for your followership. The people that you follow are human beings just like you. They're not perfect. They will make mistakes. And you will give them goals, you will give them tasks, you will give them your vision, the mission statement, and you might get upset because they come short at times, or they passed the deadline, they didn't meet the deadline. And then right away, sometimes management or leadership, you want to jump on them and say, hey, why didn't you get this done? What's going on? And did you know this was done? And right away you want to push for corrective action. You want to push for getting them fired or moving them to a different department. And you're not helping the situation. It might help your unit. It might help your business. It might help your sales department, your management team. It might help, you know. But in the long run, you're not helping that individual. As leaders, we don't just push individuals aside just because they're struggling or dealing, having misfortunes. Have empathy. Talk with them. Hey, is everything going all right? Is there something that I can help you with, or point you in the right direction, or guide you in the direction of the appropriate resource that might help you with your situation so that you can get back on track? There's people that go through things in their personal lives, and some people, I think I've alluded to this in previous episodes, that they will tell you keep your problems at the door. And well, I agree somewhat with that. I think what they mean by that is that keep your problems in the back of your mind, not in the forefront when you're at work. Because when you go to work, when you go on your day-to-day business, you're bringing yourself with you. You're bringing your mind with you. So your problems, your thought, the things you think about your situations, they're in your mind. And sometimes it can cross over with your ability to focus on your work, on your tasks, on getting things accomplished. Something might come up in the middle of the day with your child, with your spouse, significant other, family member, and or your pet or something, and you have to tend to that, and it gets you worried and thinking, and you're trying to focus at the same time. So you never truly know what's in the mind of those individuals that you lead. Have empathy. And if it's appropriate, you know, you take the corrective measures to correct if that individual needs remedial training, needs corrective action, whatever the case may be, or eventually, if it leads to the unfortunate event of termination, you know, that may have to happen. But start with empathy and compassion for those that you lead. When you have empathy, you're building value within yourself. You may say, well, how does empathy add value? Because it's a trait that is important as a human being and as a leader, so that wherever you go, people will pick up on that, that empathy, the compassion, that understanding you have, and that will weave in and show forth through when you're conducting yourself day to day, when problems arise, when situations arise, when you work on problem solving, when you work on addressing issues at work. So that's how it adds value to you. And it adds self-worth, that it's like, you know, you have your resume, you have all your skill sets, all your experiences, all the things you've accomplished, but there's that added layer, whether you want to call it emotional intelligence or whatever you want to call it, that empathy, that added layer that you might not see on paper, but you can experience empathy, compassion in person, through the interactions that you interact with yourself, with your colleagues, with your followership. All that is valuable and builds up that self-worth of who you are. So empathy, understanding, all this, it promotes value, and it promotes value in the people that you lead. Why? Because they see that you can relate to them, and by you showing empathy, compassion with the people that you lead, and you give them opportunities to express, to explain, and you give them some leeway if the situation is right and there's no harm to the self or others or to your business, and you allow that leeway for them to work through their sufferings, to work through their misfortunes, to work through their shortcomings, to provide the necessary tools and resources so that they can work through and bounce back, or allow them time to work through their situation that they're dealing with in their personal life. They see that, they experience it, and they most, if not all, will appreciate it, will be grateful and thankful for that empathy, that compassion and understanding that you've shown them. And they carry that with them. You might not see it, but they can carry that with them when they go to their next job assignment, when should they go to another place of employment, should or even carry it home with them in their personal lives. Showing that empathy to others at the grocery store, at the coffee shop, at the library, at their schools, kids' schools, with their kids, with their loved ones. Empathy can be contagious, and you may say, well, it's something that has to be from within, and some people might say you either have it or you don't, or some people say you have to learn it. There's different views and takes. But I think like a smile that is contagious, empathy can be contagious. Be sincere, genuine, and you're adding value to them, because people then will see the empathy shine through them when they go elsewhere, when they interact with others. So remember how empathy adds value to yourself and adds value to your followership. And remember that you have value. You matter. No one can take that away from you. No one can take your ability to have empathy. And yes, it can be difficult at times, especially if someone has wronged you in the workplace. Somebody has stabbed you in the back, as the saying goes, to climb their way up the corporate ladder, to climb their way up and on the, you know, and without regards to you. And then you're asking, well, how am I supposed to have empathy for these individuals that are mean, that are demeaning, that belittle and all these things? And yes, those things are wrong. But within us, if we can be the better person, have that empathy, have that compassion and understanding of what it is maybe they went through growing up, how they were treated by others, does their actions toward you or toward your company, your business, make it right? Depending on situation, probably not. And like I mentioned, you take that appropriate actions, but you start with that empathy and that understanding and compassion. Try it and see how your leadership value has increased or will be increased, and your followership value will increase or be increased. So until next time, take care. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.